Yes.
She taught for a
minute. Wait. I'm wrong. Which one is the oldest? It's either Maisie or... They were the first two educated women in the city.
Really?
Yes. One of the last person you're interviewing. Who is that?
Myrtle.
Her last name is...
Not Myrtle. It's...
Yes.
This is...
She sings in the choir at Zion.
Oh,
she has
this,
a love...
Oh,
Margaret.
Margaret.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, because Margaret and Maisie is older. They're both older than us. They're both older than anybody in my family.
Really?
They would be the first kids to go out of the city to get an education.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, what did you always make your? Did you always encourage your children to do good in school, and make that an important thing in your family?
Oh, sure.
So, what kind of schools did they go to, and what did they end up doing with their lives? What do all your kids do now?
That's reading I call to in here.
Go on, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, well, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are on the tape and where you live now and your age.
My name is John L. Jr. I am the second oldest child of the late John L. and my mother that's sitting beside me, Lodia. I am 57 years old and reside in the city of St. Paul, Minnesota, where I am employed by Ford Motor Company as a...
Okay. And you said that you spent some time in the Navy.
Army.
In the Army. Okay, I was thinking...
Dad was in the Navy.
Okay. Didn't want to go into the same branch. Okay. But you also went to college.
Yes.
Did you? Okay. And what was the highest degree you got?
Master's degree.
You got a master's degree in?
Agriculture.
In agriculture. Wait, you're working at Ford Motor Company with an agriculture degree. How'd that happen?
Because I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Wait, you gotta explain this to me.
Why?
How at all? Vet, agriculture, Ford Motor Company. I'm not seeing the connection.
I don't know, my brother has an agriculture degree.
No, because basically they're very, given 50s, 60s, maybe even the early 70s, what you're really looking at is that a lot of people who went to college did not wind up in the field of their endeavor in college. So we came out to find jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everybody has a dream when they grow up. My dream of growing up was to be a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to be a veterinarian at the school at where I went to school at, first had to major in, be a student in the School of Agriculture. That's where you find biology, microbiology, all the science subjects. That's in the School of Agriculture. So I had agriculture as a major with a pre-minor to veterinary medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I got accepted into Tuskegee Institute, not in Tuskegee, I'm sorry, into Cornell University Med School. And about that time, I was married, the baby was coming, and I said, oop, can't pay this bill. So then I went back to Ford and got a job. So that's how I got in the world of business.
Okay.
So because I actually got accepted into vet school right after my master's at the University of Minnesota.
Okay. So it's that you didn't complete your vet school, your
that's
vet
correct.
Training.
That's correct.
Part. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Okay, now I got it. Because I was going to say, man, there are vet people all over Georgia. You could stay there in Georgia and been a vet. There's like a vet shop like every two blocks around here. I've never seen so many
so
vet
where
places.
Did you get it? Where all did you end up going to school?
Okay, let's start down the list and then I'll make it easy for you.
Okay, I just want to know where all you've lived.
Oh.
Like
I don't want to be unfair. I don't want to be unfair to my other brothers and sisters, see, because they're not here. So let's just start and go down the list.
They could have been here too.
They will be here. They will be here. Trust me.
Well,
if you'd have put it off till tomorrow, because